We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
With everyone fighting for attention, how can your business stand out and connect with customers? Easy, with Constant Contact. Constant Contact's award-winning marketplace platform has helped millions of small businesses stand out, stay top of mind, and see big results fast. It's okay if you don't know much about marketing. Constant Contact's writing assistant tools and automation features help you craft messaging and say the right things at the right time. I use this to help write and send my email newsletters, and you should too. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Just go to ConstantContact.com right now. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall. ConstantContact.com.
Today's show is presented by Prize Picks. Go to PrizePicks.com and use code PACKADAY for a $100 deposit match.
Minutes a day, 365 days a year. This is the Pack-A-Day Podcast.
What is up, Packers fans? Welcome back to another episode of the Daily Draft, brought to you by Badger State Brewing in Green Bay, Wisconsin, just minutes from beautiful Lambeau Field. As we've talked about before, very, very excited. The Packer Report Draft Party. From 5:30 p.m. to the end of the night, Green Bay going to pick at 41, going to pick at 58, going to pick at 88, going to pick at 91. We will be there at Badger State breaking it all down for you. Going to be super fun. Before that, though, 4 o'clock to 5:30, do not miss the Pack-A-Day Podcast Happy Hour hosted by Andy Herman. Going to be a phenomenal time. Today on the Daily Draft, we are breaking down what you would think would be a prime Packers target at 25 or 41. But I'm going to explain to you why maybe he's not. And that is Georgia cornerback Kamari Lassiter. Tough player, smart, technically sound, does everything right. Sound like Mike Gundy there. But a joy to watch play football, especially if you, as I did this year, man, I just switched to kind of covering the cornerbacks for the draft guide. Did running backs last year. For 1,000 years, my specialty was pass rushers and wide receivers. Really getting into like cornerback play, having coordinated defense this last year for a high school team, learning coverages, learning those techniques so that I can teach them. He is so technically sound. Like Kamari Lassiter, And I know Kirby Smart does what he does, and I know Georgia does a great job coaching defense and that, but just my guy is so consistent. And that was like the thing I put in bold, right? So consistent, rep in, rep out. He's very, very, very fun to watch. Versatile and real, like true versatility. Primarily a perimeter cornerback, played more than 150 snaps on the inside over the course of his final 2 years in Athens. And I think consistency is super important. And the ability to move around is super important. And unfortunately, I think there is a chance that the young man projects inside at the next level. And that's why that versatility is important, because I'm not sure the long speed is there. In fact, I wonder if we ever got. So yeah, I was looking at his. This is terrible video or radio or whatever, but Lassiter ran in the 4.5s at Georgia's Pro Day and did not run in Indy. So the athletic profile that we have for Lassiter is interesting in that he ran an otherworldly three-cone drill. And you can see that on film. Short area quickness, change of direction, hips, like unbelievable. Kind of honestly built in a lab to play nickel. If we're looking at a 4.12 second short shuttle with a sub 6.65 three-cone, not super tall, 5'11 and a half, more of a prototype size than a Super XL or even XL corner. And here's where the tough part is with the Packers. I think historically, when we're talking about the cornerback spot, they have been pretty darn okay with the speed thing as long as it's not disqualifying. But Lassiter's might legitimately be disqualifying. The other part about Lassiter, and we talked about this yesterday with Elijah Jones, is that he weighed in at 186. Now, his 186 is less concerning than Jones's 185. And I know it's not because they're a pound apart. It's because Lassiter is 5'11 and a half. So him being 186 pounds is a shorter corner. There's a density profile there that still makes a little bit of sense, especially if you're moving him inside, treating him as a nickel cornerback. Being 5'11 and 186 is not as scary as, my God, this guy's 185 and he's almost 6'2". That's thin, okay? That's thin. I don't see anything when I watch Kamari Lassiter play that would say, like, oh, this guy – is not physical. This guy is not built. This guy is, I'll put it to you this way, as it sort of feels like I'm a little bit rambling. I'm not trying to. He doesn't look thin on film. He doesn't look, you know, weak on film. He tackles fine. And ultimately, I don't have concerns about his frame is all I'll say. That's all I'll say. I think he's a sound enough and a tough enough run defender and a tackler that he will have potentially a fit as a high-level nickel in the NFL if that's what a team wants to do. And frankly, and we're going to get to the weaknesses or the cons here, there's a chance that that's what a team is going to want to do. Because if you kind of adjust, like pro day adjust for that 40 time, there's legitimate concern that he's just not fast enough to play on the outside and hold up on the outside. Like if you pro day adjust that 40 time up to the 4.6s, most teams are not running corners out there that are 4.6 seconds, 40 guys. They're just not going to do it. So he's light. He's a little bit slow. Did not have a ton of ball production. I think that needs to be noted in the cons. The ball production for a guy that played as early and as often as he did. And I know he played with a bunch of great players, guys that were good on the ball. Like, I get that. There's only so much ball production to go around. I would have liked to see more than 14 pass breakups and one pick in basically three full years as a starter in the Georgia defense. That's not a ton of ball production, especially if I'm going to move you inside to like a playmaker nickel position. I would like to see more of that. The last con that I'll get, and this might end up being a slightly shorter video. The one last con that I'll get to, he can panic on downfield stuff, get grabby, get handsy. And look, if you're playing in the SEC at a corner, you're not 6 foot, you're not 6 foot one. We don't know that you have a 40, 41, 42 inch vertical. I'd get panicky if I ran 4.6 and was playing corner in the SEC too. And I don't mean that to be a jerk. I don't. But if you are a slow corner and you're getting asked to hold up on an island playing in, you know, thirds, playing man, and I think, you know, I haven't watched a ton of the Georgia defense. It's Saban stuff, so it's probably a lot of 2 and 4, probably some man stuff, right? with that said, like, it's a scary thing to be that. He's a world-class athlete, obviously, but it's a scary thing to be that slow and be playing corner on the outside in the SEC. Him being grabby, him getting a little panicky, not that surprising to me. I don't think, and there's, let's go right into Packers fit. He's a nickel for them or he's nothing.
Football season is over. College basketball season is over. The NBA and NHL regular seasons are almost over. But guess what? We are still in a wonderful sports time of year with the start of a new baseball season already kicked off and NHL and NBA playoffs right around the corner. And what better way to get hyped for playoff hoops and hockey than by signing up for Prize Picks and getting in on the excitement with America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks is the place where you can use your knowledge to take $10 and turn it into $1,000 with NBA, NHL, and Major League Baseball entries today. That's 100 times your money with as few as 4 correct picks. And here's something I haven't even mentioned yet. You can play against some of Prize Picks' favorite players like Meek Mill or Sugar Shane O'Malley. Just go to Community Plays under the Promos tab to view entries from some of the biggest names in the Prize Picks community. And one of my favorite aspects of Prize Picks, too, is injury insurance. Your entries will stay in play even if one of your players gets injured. For example, let's say you have a basketball player who exits the game in the first half and does not return in the second half. That player projection won't count against you and the rest of your entry still stays alive. This week, I'm going NBA heavy. I'm looking for a Bucks bounce back with Giannis, a fiery Kevin Durant to end the season, and Luka Doncic going scorched earth as they try to secure a better seed. Listen, I'm having a blast with Prize Picks, and you should be too. So download the app today and use code PACKADAY for a first deposit match up to $100. That's Prize Picks app using code PACKADAY for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
And I think he could be an awesome NFL nickel. I really do. The Packers have gone to Georgia a number of times. They've done, you know, Georgia defensive backs a number of times. It's something that they've done, but he doesn't hit their speed requirement. He doesn't hit their weight requirement. So they're going to put him inside or they're not going to draft him at all. Overall grade. Kamari Lassiter for me, and this will be like, it's not all about the numbers with me, the testing numbers. It's important to note he's my 50th overall player. A rock solid round two grade. He is cornerback 8 for me and somebody that I would at least be interested in if I were the Green Bay Packers. Okay, guys, like I said, shorter video today. Getting real close to wedding time. Like, subscribe, click the bell, get the notifications, and get all the Packers content that you require on a daily basis here at the Pack a Day Podcast. Buy the draft guide. Buy it.